Morning Watch. Knowing, experiencing, and enjoying Christ as revealed in Philippians. Week 6. Attaining to the out resurrection. Tuesday. Related verses. Philippians 3, verse 10. To know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. Romans 6, verses 4 and 5. We have been buried, therefore, with him through baptism into his death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so also we might walk in newness of life. For if we have grown together with him in the likeness of his death, indeed, we will also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Romans 8, verse 11. And if the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23. And the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete, without blame, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 12, verses 1-2. Therefore, let us also, having so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, put away every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and run with endurance the race which is set before us, looking away unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. 2 Timothy 4, verses 7-8. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, with which the Lord, the righteous judge, will recompense me in that day, and not only me, but also all those who have loved his appearing. Related reading. The death here in Philippians 3, verse 10, is the lovable, all-accomplishing death of Christ. Death is the condition for our attaining to the out-resurrection. Paul desired to arrive at a certain goal, the goal of the out-resurrection. After we believed in the Lord Jesus, we were baptized. The significance of baptism is to terminate our natural being and to be germinated with the divine life. Baptism, however, is simply the beginning of our Christian life. Our Christian life also has a goal, and this goal is the out-resurrection. This term, out-resurrection, means that every part of our being will be resurrected. When we were baptized, our old life, our natural human life, was terminated and buried, and a new life, the divine life, which is Christ, rose up from within. At that time, we began our Christian life and walk. The Christian walk involves a long process, and it takes us a long way. At the end of this walk is the goal at which we need to arrive. This goal is the out-resurrection, the extraordinary resurrection. The way toward this goal is the process of resurrection. On the day we were baptized, we should have realized that our old man, the natural man with the old life, was buried. Through that burial, the divine life, the eternal life, rose up within us, and our Christian walk began. A new life had come to live in us with the goal of bringing our whole being into resurrection. Between baptism and the goal, there is the long process of arriving at the out-resurrection. Although our baptism signified that our old man had been buried and that another life had risen up to live in us, we did not live according to what was signified by our baptism. Most of the time, we lived by our natural life, not by Christ. Because we still live so much by our natural life, the process of resurrection must continue. Remember that Philippians 3 verses 8 to 11 is one long sentence. In verse 8, Paul says that he counts all things as loss on account of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus the Lord. Furthermore, in verse 9, he tells us that he desires to be found in Christ in such a condition that he does not have his own righteousness out of the law, but that he has God himself lived out of him as his righteousness. All of this is for the purpose of experientially knowing Christ, the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, and also of being conformed to his death in order to arrive, by any means, at the out-resurrection from the dead. Arriving at the out-resurrection is the result, the issue, of being conformed to Christ's death. To be conformed, molded, to the death of Christ means that we remain always in his death. If we remain in Christ's death, allowing ourselves to be molded into its likeness, the outcome will be that every part of our being will be gradually resurrected. According to God's economy, we are first resurrected in our spirit. From that time onward, our Christian walk is a process of resurrection. Day by day, God is processing us from the natural life to the resurrected life. In Philippians 3 verse 10, Paul speaks of being conformed to Christ's death. This is a continual process, not a once-for-all experience. As we know him, the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, we are under the process of being conformed to Christ's